You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and I'm flying solo. My co-host, Keelan Harvey, is not here today, but we are your local mortgage experts right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, September 1st show. It is a great day to talk money, and that's what the show is all about, how to make money, save money, and have a better quality life for you and your family. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer any questions, or today I can connect you with the amazing guests that I have on studio. Please call the show at 1-855-411-1150. Again, that's 1-855-411-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And we started out our show. My lineup today is Dr. Morgan Oakes, and we're going to be talking about life strategies and how to be successful in this crazy, chaotic thing that we call life. So, Morgan, thank you so much again for being here and joining me for the entire show today. I'm just so excited.
Yeah, me as well. Thank you.
So let's go ahead and start it out, Morgan, because I want you to share first as we open up our life strategy conversation here, again, kind of behind the scenes with two friends together. What does intuitive wisdom for modern transformation mean for you? Because I know it means a lot to you.
Yeah, this is something I've been speaking about, and it's been called different things over the last few years, and it's really me figuring out how to navigate life. Yeah. And these are the tools that have come to me. This is how it's kind of developed for me. And I think one of the things we're really running into is we're a society that's very head dominated.
Mm-hmm.
We think through everything. We figure out everything. We analyze everything. Now, that's one of the reasons you're so amazing in the mortgage industry is you get all those things set up in systems so that things go smoothly.
Yeah.
But a lot of life is changing so fast that if all we're using is our mind, if we're missing out on our heart and our gut, there's things that are going to happen that are changing, that are evolving so fast that we can't outthink them.
Love that.
Right? There's other things we need to be tracking. And the more that we dive into science, we're realizing we used to think all the neurons were up in the brain.
Uh-huh.
That's where all thought happens in the body. And we're realizing there's so much in the heart. There's a great book called Heart Math that really goes into this. There's an institute where they study all of this.
Uh-huh.
And we're realizing how much comes from the gut. And I like looking back at things that have been around forever. So we all say, trust your gut instinct.
Yes.
Or like, I wouldn't touch that person with a 10-foot pole.
Uh-huh.
Or there's all these things that are just built into the fabric of how we communicate because they're real.
Yes.
Because they work, because we've known about them for so long. And what I'm attempting to do is figure out how do we keep using our amazing brains that we've done so much to develop and reintegrate our heart, reintegrate our gut, to really make sure that we're living that best possible life.
Love that.
And ultimately, a lot of life goes very smooth, just like in the poem that you shared.
Yeah.
Are there 9 things that go right and you focus on the one that went wrong?
Yes.
Or are there 9 things that went wrong today, but you focus on the one that went poorly? And one of the things I love about you, and one of the reasons I actually asked about this type of show when you reached out to me, you do amazing in your industry. And there's all this other stuff to you that you don't tend to share because it's outside of what you're doing with people in the way of money talk, mortgage, et cetera. So, I know that my framework's really about dealing with challenges in a good way. It's about avoiding them and moving through them. And I'm always interested, how do you deal with challenges and, whether it's in life or business?
Yeah, thank you, Morgan, and I do, and I appreciate you kind of asking to open this space up because this is the Money Hour, and so that's the space. But outside of this, I've had an opportunity to share my my personal core practices, and for me, with challenges, it's embracing them because I believe whether in business or in life, the problems and challenges, they're opportunities. That's where you're going to be able to find the solutions. And you talk about your intuition and your gut feeling. I talk about my navigation system, and I really believe that my navigation directs me exactly where I need to go. And I can't remember who, and you probably know, Morgan, the gal that talks about 3 seconds that you have to really be able to know what to do in that time frame. And that's really your gut and your intuition, because I believe that your gut and intuition, as you teach, it never steers you wrong. It is always right. The problem is whether you're hearing it quick enough to pick up on where it is directing you. And so with problems and challenges, if I can really embrace those for what they are, that it's here, it's telling me that there's I need to be doing something differently, or that there's a lesson that needs to be learned. And what I did for myself is I built up what I call my positive triggers. And for any of my listeners, because I would love to give you a copy of my book, reach out to the show. I did write a book journey with me. It's based on my personal and professional core practices. And I'd love to give you a copy, because I didn't write my book to profit from it. I wrote my book to be able to share my story. And so if you're interested in that on this special show for this weekend, just reach out, call the show, and we'll get you a complimentary copy of my book mailed out to you. But I talk in much more detail in some of the things that are probably going to, you know, randomly come up here in our conversation with Morgan and I, but build up positive triggers. And I believe that there's four core areas that cause stress for us in our life. It's our health, relationships, success, and money. And health could be, you know, many different things. Relationships are, it could be your relationship with your spouse. It could be relationship with your coworkers, with your team, with your children. There's so many different, a friend that you have challenges in relationships. Success really is boiled down to a challenge in your confidence. And so whether it's a success challenge that you're having, that you want to be successful giving back to your community and you can't get that together, or you've got a career you haven't been able to get together, or really all of that's in your lack of confidence. And then money, you know, so those are the four areas that stress shows up. And so what I believe in for myself that works really well is I have a positive trigger that I can draw from in without any thought process at all, because I've already strategically planned it for each of these categories. And my positive trigger is, what is the most positive thing, a real example I can draw from? And it doesn't matter how far back it is. It just has to be real, whether it's in health, relationship, success, or money. I have four for each one of them. And in the future, when something better comes up, then I can pull and I can bring that in. It's just the one that made me feel the most confident in that particular area. And so I kind of share it. It's like when you're in a car and you're really stressed and depressed, you're having the worst day ever. And everybody can relate to this because it's happened. And all of a sudden, a favorite song comes back on. And for me, it was my first slow dance song that I had this feeling. And I connected it, and this is where this aha moment came up for me. I wasn't like really depressed, because it's really hard to get me depressed, but I was having a really bad day, and I wasn't feeling at anywhere near my top of anything. And the song came on, and I got goosebumps, and I just remember back to that first dance, and I just felt all warm and fuzzy. And I thought, oh my gosh, what in the heck? How could I be from this place to now this place? And then, of course, after the song's done, you go back to your thought process. But what I did after the song was done, I started thinking about, how can I recreate that for myself? How can I recreate that exact same moment? Well, I just need to build a positive trigger, a memory that, so that's where I started. And so it's before I can even finish a thought, I'm going to that success. Well, you know, this business plan I'm putting together, it's really not coming together. And I could use an example of my coaching program, which is a constant change and challenge around mastering it. And I think about the success of something that I've accomplished that is so extreme in that space that I'm like, oh my God, this is like so much easier than anything I've accomplished before. And so anyways, that would be my answer, Morgan, is to encourage people just to really be able to build up those positive triggers around those four core areas, and know that your stress and your challenge and your failures are going to be around those four somewhere. And if you can pull from that positive trigger, just like hearing that favorite song from whatever that was for you, that moment, it will have the exact same impact. And I promise you, when you do this and you practice, you will not be able to complete that negative thought process that you are in at that moment. So, Morgan, how do you apply all this amazing stuff that you're doing, and your teachings and your coaching and what you're doing for your clients? How do you apply this into your own personal life?
Yeah, it's what I've basically narrowed it down to. Probably the easiest is to get really good at listening and then stepping.
Okay.
And I find that a lot of people get stuck in one or the other. You've got those people that have all those amazing ideas. They know exactly what they should be doing. And week after week, you're like, have you done it? Have you done it? How come you haven't done it? When are you going to do it? And they keep knowing but not doing. We're also stuck at this other end where we're in the Nike just do it society, right? And people just keep going and going and going, and they're hustling, and they may not be asking the right questions, or they're hustling in the wrong direction, or it's all based on their head and maybe not so much based on their passion. We get really niche focused in one area, and that's where we keep hustling. And sometimes, you know, if you're driving between here and, you know, somewhere across the state, mm-hmm. if there's a detour, you actually need to pay attention to that and go a different direction.
Yes.
But we tend to not do that in life. So very simply, it's listen and step. And the middle part of that is being courageous. So if you're in motion, but sometimes it's the wrong motion, the wrong relationship, the wrong business, the wrong mm-hmm. partnership, even the wrong, you know, home deal that you're trying to close.
Yes.
Being courageous enough to ask the questions again, to check back in and make sure it's the right clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're over at clarity and you have that next step, and we always think clarity is like this destination, like clarity is, you know, Cancun or, you know, some foreign destination.
Uh-huh.
Clarity is an action.
Yeah.
Clarity is the next best step. It's not where am I going to be 50 years from now? What's my next best step to take maybe this afternoon?
Right now, this second.
Yeah, moving mm-hmm. towards that thing. We obviously pick those things 50 years in the future,
yeah.
but what's my next best step? And then once you have that clarity, be courageous enough to do what that clarity is asking of you.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the framework, because I'm always trying to do a really good job of listening. And that's mm-hmm. with my head, my heart, and my gut.
Uh-huh.
There's a ton of body wisdom and a ton of research around this as well, where they've done research studies where they know that your body will start sweating a long time before your mind knows that something's wrong.
Interesting.
You know, so there's all these great studies around. There's cancer research on mm-hmm. intuition. There's all these great places where they've studied it. And so if we can use all of our tools, not just one of our tools, to get that clarity, and then there's a lot of resources to be courageous and step into motion, and then a lot of resources around being in good motion. But that's the balance I'm trying to always have. Ask good questions, mm-hmm. take good actions, repeat.
And see, so it's the same thing. I mean, yeah. it's really getting yourself into the best position that you can, the best place that you can, really listening and paying attention and being in tune to what your body is telling you so that you're able to maximize what the universe really wants for you, maximize the gift that you are given, and to really step into the person that you're meant to be. And I, you know, step into, that's taking those, you know, steps. So listening and stepping in and taking that action.
Yeah. And what I really like about what you shared, because I do have some playlists and I've got some uh-huh. things that I'm like, if I'm a little bit low, how do I get higher?
Yes.
If I'm already high, how do I amplify that even more? Like before I'm going to be on a radio show or
yes,
doing something.
Yes.
But I don't have them in different categories. So I wrote a note over here that I'm going to create different playlists for those different areas of my life, because it's a different energy. It's a different emotion.
Yes. That's why I like getting together with you, because it's, you know, when you surround yourself around powerful people that are making a big difference in the world, I really believe that each of us are inspired and motivated by someone else and a compound of those people. And that's really helps us to be the best person that we can. And so I just really appreciate this time with you. And we've only had just a small conversation, but I got to take us to break, and then we'll come back afterwards. So we're going to take a short break, continue conversation with my friend Morgan Oakes right here on 1150 AM KKNW.
You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and I'm flying solo. My co-host, Keelan Harvey, is not here, but I can't take him out of the introduction. He's part of the show. He's just not here today, and we are your local experts right here at 1150 AM, KKNW, the Saturday, September 1st show. We are here to help you build a strong financial blueprint one week and one show at a time, and if you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but if you'd like to get connected connected with the amazing guest that I have on the studio today, Morgan Oakes. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150 or go online at themoneyhour.com. And for today's special show for Labor Day, I've also offered a complimentary copy of my book. So please call the show if you would like to have that. And back in studio here for the rest of the show with Morgan Oakes, and we're talking about life strategies. And as we were kind of ending up here talking about Morgan teaches about listening and stepping, and you're either doing one, you're either listening or you're stepping. And a lot of times people forget to take that step, which is moving forward into the action. And I really love what you're doing, Morgan, in getting more to the scientific side of it. You know, from me, I really do believe that our success and our core success and what we're doing is coming from the exact same place. But you're coming from really that scientific study and how to use your body. And I'm just kind of more of what feels good for me, I'm sharing, but it's because it's coming from my body and I'm listening to it. So, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of the things I started doing, let's say intuitively or naturally, or I just was drawn to it. And then I found out research later. And there's some things, I mean, there's a ton of research on being, you know, a high performance person, of really maximizing life. And sometimes it starts with the research and I implement the habit second.
Got it.
But that's one thing I've really been impressed with about you, is you have so many good habits and there's a lot that you use to pull you through the day. So, you know, how do you start out your day? What wakes you up in the morning?
Well, what wakes me up in the morning is I'm excited to conquer my day. And I step out of bed as I'm stepping in my dream, and I'm ready to conquer whatever happens. And I think also that I'm just excited. My own excitement for the day, because I do believe that we have to be best for ourselves to be better for others. You know, they tell you in an airplane, you got to put on your mask first before you put your child's mask on. And so, you know, I always get that visual and think about whenever I want to do more for others, I have to really take it back and make sure that I'm taking care of myself, because if I'm not, I can't be the best to others. But what I'm excited about to do every day, and my commitment, is if I can just at least one person, if I can be an inspiration to them to live their dream now, it is an amazing day for me. So that's what wakes me up. You know, my personal motto is live your dream now. And live your dream now is not about that amazing life that you would like to have and that you hope that you have someday. Living your dream now means right now, this second, embracing every second of your day. And one of my personal core practices, well, my personal core practices are dream, be alert, and learn to fail. And I wrote a quote around each of those. But being alert, my quote is wake up every morning alert to all the surprises waiting just for you. When you watch for them, they show up everywhere. And what an amazing day it would be. Or it will be. And so that's my goal, is just to be the best that I can, stay connected to my positive triggers that we talked about, embrace every small thing out there. That, you know, for me, seeing a dog outside of a window, I literally can get myself to randomly just in tears of happiness because I'm embracing that moment for whatever reason. Seeing a dog and his mouth flapping like he's smiling, and just that's a small special surprise that's waiting just for me. When a mother plays with her child and I get to experience and embrace this beautiful thing between the two of them, that is a special surprise. It's waiting there just for me. We all have them. When a stranger holds a door open for me, you know, I love it when, you know, Morgan, every time we've, you know, we go somewhere, you'll always open the door for me. I mean, any, you know, great friend does that for a friend. But when a stranger does it, it means so much more, because a lot of times you'll exchange that smile and that, you know, hey, how are you? Or thank you. And you never know if you're ever going to see this person again, but you feel that connection because of that small act of kindness. So those are just a few of mine. But that's how I wake up, is I wake up ready to conquer my day. I wake up excited about all the surprises that are waiting just for me, so I can be the best person for myself, so that I can be an inspiration to at least one person every day.
So powerful. I love that.
So for you, Morgan, you're a great authority on the topic of intuitive wisdom of modern transformation. How did this all come together for you?
Yeah, this started, gosh, well over 10 years ago. And it was at a time in my life where a lot of things were changing. You know, mm-hmm. I was my first year into my new business, a relationship had shifted, and just the world started changing. Mm-hmm. I started hearing words I'd never heard before. I started noticing these synchronicities. So I started noticing a lot more in my day-to-day life. And it'd be little things like, oh my gosh, you should read book A.
Uh-huh.
And then the second person would be like, I have this book you really need to read. It's called book A.
Crazy.
And then the third person would be like, I have this book that I think you really should open up. And I'm like, is it called book A? And so just
love
these
that.
Really crazy things started
yeah.
happening. And, you know, or those days where you're getting ready to leave the house and you mm-hmm. have that little voice that says, grab the umbrella.
Yeah.
And I was in Colorado at the time. So I'd look outside. It's totally sunny. And I'm like, uh-huh. it's not going to rain today. I don't need that umbrella. And uh-huh. later I'd be soaking wet. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I had the intuition to grab this. And I didn't.
Yeah.
And I was also doing construction of my first home at that time. And it'd be like, grab the hammer. And I would ignore it. And then I'd be on the other side of the house working on that project. And I would need that hammer. So it was just these little things. And then I started having some more specific visions around mm-hmm. traveling to Central America. And it took a while for the visions to come to me. It took a while for me to actually follow through with them.
Uh-huh.
But some of the most amazing things that have happened to me in this life have occurred on that trip and
yes.
based on following those visions. And so I really feel like, you know, for intuition, for courage, for inspired action, they're muscles.
Yeah.
We make them stronger. We make them stronger through our daily habits or our
yes.
affirmations,
mm-hmm.
through anything that can keep us in that positive momentum.
So like we're studying to be smarter or we're taking classes to master our craft. It's the same thing that you're teaching people to be able to master your intuition, because I would imagine what if you don't, if you're not taking that umbrella or you didn't listen for that first book and those, then you've missed out on this opportunity or something that is big. I believe that, you know, I just kind of see the universe just as pinging out there. You know, they're all pinging all this stuff at you and they're just trying to get you to learn, you hear something. And same with me and same for each of us. And the better that we can get in tune with our intuition, the quicker we can ultimately get to where we're supposed to be and the difference we're supposed to make, correct?
I totally agree. Something I'm always asking for is ease and grace. Right?
Uh-huh.
And right timing. So
love
hopefully
that.
I can avoid the difficult stuff
mm-hmm.
if possible. And we'll even joke like, you know, first you get that little tap on the shoulder, then uh-huh. you get a little bit of a nudge and maybe it turns into a 2x4.
Uh-huh.
But usually when something happens, and we hear about this in business all the time, in mm-hmm. relationship all the time, oh, I knew that was happening. I should have done something
yes.
different. Like when something blows up, we usually knew a long time before
yep.
that and we ignored all those
yes.
signs,
yeah.
usually because we had attachment to the outcome
yep.
or we weren't being courageous,
yeah.
right? Or
yeah.
we were not present. We
mm-hmm.
were either stuck in the past or the future, but all momentum comes from the present moment.
Mm.
So I think all those things play in. And for my mom, she was in an auto accident. This was about 2.5 years ago at this point.
Uh-huh.
And what she told me immediately afterwards was, she's like, I had the intuition to go a different way than I, you know, than the way I always drive.
Wow.
And I ignored it and I got hit like 2 blocks later. And so I think intuition can help amazing things happen. It also
yes.
can help avoid tragedy. And that's one of the things I love in your book is mm-hmm. you sharing that, you know, you're so upbeat, you're so positive, but life hasn't always been that easy for you.
Yeah.
So I'd love to hear, like, you know, what tragedies have you had to face in your life?
So my dad's addictions from, you know, as a young child, his attempted suicide when I was 12 years old, and I was daddy's little girl. So that was, you know, really challenging. My mom did a really great job of keeping his addictions from me. So I had no idea. I just thought my dad was a crazy guy. You know, he was a fun drunk, not a mean one. So my dad was just the funny guy. And, you know, what an amazing thing that my mom did to keep her stress hidden from me, allowing me to have an untarnished relationship with my dad. So when he tried taking his life when I was 12 years old, that was my my time where all of the triumph I'd had turned into tragedy, intentionally made that decision, or I led myself down that, to marrying my, you know, I started dating a 20-year-old man when I was 15 years old, got married to him. He spent 5 years in prison. And then the death of our daughter, Amber. So those have been the tragedies that I've dealt with. But through these tragedies allowed me to triumph. And that's really the message that I share. I do a lot of work, as you know, Morgan, with homeless, in the homeless community, and sharing my message of turning your tragedy into triumph. And that's how you can really live your dream now, because I never wish for a better life. but I am committed to being better at life. And so really to live the life that you're meant to live is to learn from the tragedies and be able to benefit from them. So, Morgan, how do you define, you know, we've been talking about tragedies, we're talking about courageous and courageous life, and, you know, how do you define courageous living, and what does that look like for you?
I think courageous living is just possibility. It's opening up that possibility that something different could happen, and
you
probably had that moment for yourself as well where you're like, oh, I'm going to start moving in this other direction.
Yeah.
And so for people to be courageous, sometimes they need to, some people like to jump off cliffs and trust that the wings will come in, right? So for some people, they do big, big changes.
Yes.
Some people, it's about, okay, what's the little thing I can do today that's a step in the direction of that dream? And then at a certain point, that critical mass happens.
Yes.
And they tip over into that dream. Some people need to know that it's a possibility. So I recommend looking for a mentor, somebody living in that way that you're like, oh, it's possible.
Yes.
What are they doing? How are they showing up? You know, sometimes it's, you know, and then we can model after that and we can show up and go, oh, well, they're getting up at 6 a.m. and working out, or they're meditating, or they're doing an internship with somebody in their industry that's killing it, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So whatever that might be, I also think direct mentoring, you know, getting under that person and having that conversation and that, you know, mentor-mentee relationship, it serves both sides of that equation,
right?
Totally
agree.
Both people really benefit.
Yeah.
And I think coaching is important as well.
Yeah.
You know, all the people that are amazing that we know their names, they have coaches.
Well, and I always say that nobody's, you know, brilliance is not coming up with a brilliant idea. Brilliance is observing others that are a higher level than you, learning from them and making them your own. So all of this brilliance is in our world. All these brilliant people, they were all inspired and motivated by somebody else. And then they made it their own. And once you make it your own, that's when you take it to the world. And that's when amazing things happen. So that's what the brilliance is.
Yeah, and a little shift in perspective, right? If you change your life 1 degree right now, where are you 100 miles from now?
Yes.
1,000 miles from now?
Yes.
And so, I'd love to hear, like, because you had a lot of big things happen early on in your life. So was there a moment that really changed your perspective and allowed this different possibility that you've grown and lived into?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many different things throughout my life. But as you know, as you talked about, you get these little signs and these lessons, and whether or not you're paying attention to it or not, the universe keeps coming back and pinging you a little bit more. And, you know, my big thing on really coming into an understanding of what the universe has to offer us was in the financial meltdown. And I remember it's midnight, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm sitting at my desk and I'm crying, I'm depressed. I've been in the mortgage industry for quite a few years at this point. And it was pretty devastating because everything overnight was totally different. I didn't know how I was going to make our mortgage payment. My husband was working for me at the time, so he, you know, his income was my income. And I, you know, when you're looking for something, your intuition or the universe puts it out there. For some reason, I'm online and I came across this video, Selective Attention Test by Daniel Simmons. And what it is, it's a test of these kids playing basketball, and it tells you to count the basketballs. And so you're counting, you're focused on counting the basketballs, and you count it, and then it gets to the end, and it says it's 16 or whatever it was. And then it asks you, did you see the gorilla? And I was like, what? And then it plays the video back again. And then, of course, the gorilla is like right there. Well, it's perspective, which you'd mentioned before. But then right after that, you can see a like-as video. It was another video. And so the other video is called The Monkey Business Illusion. So now I'm all ready. I know that gorilla is coming, and I'm watching for the gorilla. And sure enough, the gorilla comes across the screen as big as can be, and I didn't miss it. I wasn't counting how many passes were happening. And he said, well, if you've seen this before, you probably saw the gorilla. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess so. But he said, did you see the curtain change and somebody leaving the game? And I was like, dang it. No, I didn't see that. So they play it again. Of course, the curtain changes colors. Someone leaves the game. So and I was kind of laughing. I was at this total depression and crying and to almost of a laughter of, and I had that aha moment. Finally, the universe, after all the pinging that it's done for who knows how long, I realized it was my perception of what was happening right now. I realized that I thought about it deeper and I thought, well, you know, am I going to quit the mortgage industry? No. What about everybody else? 70% have already quit by this day. And I was still here. I wasn't going to go anywhere. Then I asked myself, was there any real estate agents that were still selling homes? Because that's my primary real estate, my source of business. Yes. Were there people buying houses? Yes. Oh my gosh, what an opportunity. This is not a challenge. This is an opportunity. It's an opportunity. And I got so excited, Morgan, because all of my agent friends were depressed just like I was. Now I had this new aha moment that I could share. So I came up and I put together my personal core practices, dream, be alert, learn to fail. I wrote my quotes. I started doing what I called an inspirational break, all this growth. But I was so happy when I realized that this is such a huge opportunity. I was thankful that we were in this market because I was going to be able to get out there and really make a difference with mortgages. But I was driving home and I saw a red light. And as I was sitting at the red light, I thought about the green light. And, you know, unconsciously, I thought. And then unconsciously, I thought about the overpass and the underpass. And then I started consciously thinking about up, down, long, short, sad, happy, salt, pepper. Every single word that I can think of had an opposite, a preference, or a choice, which came to my last personal core practice, learn to fail. It's now, I call it embrace your failure. Because failure is here. Why do we experience sadness? So that we can know what happiness feels like. Why is there so much hatred in the world? So we know what love feels like. Why do we have challenges? So that we can overcome them. So life is this way. It's always been this way. It's supposed to be this way. Do's, don't, pros, cons, the yin and the yang. How do you look at it? As we started in Money Chat with the poem Dream from that 14-year-old amazing young man, that's what life is. So the moment back when my perspective changed was the financial meltdown in 2008. And on that note, before I come back and ask you a question, we got to take it to break. I'm here with my friend Morgan. We're talking about life strategies, how to be successful in life, love life, and just have a really great life right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.
You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and no co-host Keelan Harvey because he's out of town today, but we are your local mortgage experts right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, September 1st show. We bring into studio each week the best of the best experts in our local market on everything money. We're here to help you in today's economy. Today's show is special, but nothing short of money, because we're talking about life and life success, which will then compound to how everything else is going to come together in your life. So if you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to rebroadcast, but we're here to answer any questions. I can connect you with an amazing guest and a very close friend of mine, Morgan Oak. So please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And again, for today's special show, I'd love to offer any of my listeners a complimentary copy of my book. So please call the show or go online. Yes, you can get it on Amazon or Kindle, but I don't want to sell you my book. I'd love to give you a complimentary copy. So, Morgan, thank you again for being here, spending the entire show with me today. I'm just having so much fun doing something a little bit different, and the show design is all around money and experts in every area regarding your finances so that you can have a strong financial background and a strong financial support team to help you. And you fit perfectly in that because you're supporting on the success side of life, which is going to then trail into how you're going to be successful in everything else. So I just really appreciate you being here. And we've had such a great conversation on what we've talked about so far today, but I'd love to ask you intuition. It isn't typically a word associated with money, but it really has everything to do with your success around money. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think the idea of thinking about all our things being insular, like, okay, oh, this is this little box and this is this little box, like, that's not how life happens.
Yeah.
When relationship gets messy, it affects life. When business gets messy, it affects, like, it just, everything splashes over. Mm. And that idea of, you know, if you lift one ship in the harbor, you're going to lift all of them. right? So yeah. I think that's how it really ties in, is if we're tracking money, we should also be tracking health, happiness. You know, what's our spirituality? What are all these different areas of life, and how do we use them together? And so the idea of wisdom's different than knowledge. Because we know some very intelligent people in our lives who make some really horrible decisions.
Yes.
So it's not always an equation. It's not always a book. It's not always a degree. And so wisdom's different than knowledge. And wisdom is taking all the resources that we have. And some of that's, you know, if we look at mortgage, like what's the history of the market? What's coming up based on these other markets that we track? And, you know, what homes are getting built? And there's all these things to be tracking. But good business people, you also hear them say things like, oh, well, yeah, you know, it's not totally in alignment with the numbers, but I'm just going to trust a hunch here. Or they listen to other things.
Yes.
And so for me, it's, I think anytime we fall too far one way or the other, if we're all intuition and we're ignoring the realities of life, it's a little too woo-woo.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, why woo-woo gets a bad name. You know, but if
you have to have that balance,
you got to have that balance. And if you're all just book smarts and numbers, you're going to miss out on some of those times where your chest got tight, or you started sweating for no reason, or the hair stood up on end, or, you know, your gut tightened up and you knew better later.
Yes, yes.
So it's really about blending that, so you can take knowledge and intuition to create wisdom. So it's really pulling that together, and we always know life's going to change.
Yes.
It's never an upward slope all the way to the end of life.
And
you've
got to be excited about that life that's going to change, the good or the bad.
That's how we get strong. Mm-hmm. People go to the gym to experience difficulty so they can get stronger and be better tomorrow.
Love it.
We go out of our way to do it. And so how have you kind of positioned yourself to deal with the next blip or the next tragedy that's going to show up?
Well, I believe life throws us tragedy so we can share a story of triumph on the other side. But you must fight through your tragedies to make it on the other side. And my journey through life has taught me this. You know, growing up as a family, we had lots of challenges, which I shared earlier before. But through those challenges, I was able to find triumph because it gave me the motivation and drive to want to work hard. I sold Girl Scout cookies. I was in the newspaper every year from my first year at 7 years old selling Girl Scout cookies because we had no money. I wanted to go horseback camp, and in order to get there, I had to sell a lot of cookies. So I was motivated and driven to do that. I sold strawberries out in the strawberry field, and I was the number one champion strawberry picker because I had a reason why I was out there on that strawberry field. And I competed playing the violin since I was 5 years old, and before my entire life hit, before I understood what it meant to embrace tragedy and triumph, I was chosen to represent the United States in a world festival in Europe with my violin, and I traveled to Europe, my violin in tow, competing against kids from all over the world when I was 12 years old. And that summer when I returned home from Europe is when my dad tried taking his life. And so that's when everything collapsed for me. I went from all of this triumph, and all that triumph I had as a young child was if it had never happened. And tragedy visited me. And so many years of my loss, I didn't see success again until I was a young adult. And so what happened, Morgan, and the lesson that I learned, and, you know, this show is not about a, you know, deep conversation and really going, but it is a special show, and the space has been opened up, and I really believe everything that we learn is from our own stories and our own space that we're in. It's whether or not we listen to that intuition, whether or not we pick up from that poking that's coming at us, that this is something to take away. When it changed, once I got pregnant, then I had someone else to live for. And that was my first changing from all of this tragedy that had happened with my husband and all of that. And then, you know, Amber died. And, you know, I had her for 4 short months. And my turning point is when I was visiting Amber. We have her buried at Mountain View Cemetery in Auburn, Washington. I was sitting there and was so depressed of thinking about the moments that I had with Amber, all the memories and the first and last Christmas that we spent together, and all of the ones that I wasn't going to have with her. And I noticed a new headstone that was a row right in front of Amber. It was almost directly across from her. But this headstone had two names on it. They were brothers. Kevin was 2 years old and Michael was 4 years old. And how ironic, the oldest boy was Michael. That's my first husband's name. And then I started, I wondered what happened, you know, to them. Did they die in a fire or die in a car accident? And then I started feeling so much pain for that mother because, and comparing her pain to my pain, I'd lost Amber. I'd only had her for 4 months. She had had Kevin for 2 years and Michael for 4 years. I'd lost one child. She'd lost two children. And in that moment, for some reason, I started thinking about my dad when he tried taking his life and how I let that tragedy completely destroy me for so many years. I had a choice to make because I believe when tragedy hits, your warriors, they're right beside you, but also you have strength that comes out, strength you may have never known that you'd had if you had not gone through that tragic event. So I was determined. I knew what it felt like to give up. This time I thought, what would happen if I didn't give up? What happens if I would use this strength to fight? And now look where I'm at, Morgan, and look what I've been able to do, not only for myself, but now to be able to share with other people. And I that's why I just, you know, just one person, if I can just be an inspiration to one person to take from, you know, what I've experienced and what I've learned, because everybody has a triumph. So I'd like to ask you today, if you're listening, what tragedy are you dealing with right now today? What tragedy is going to visit you tomorrow? But the real question is, what will you do about that? Will you use that tragedy to fight for your life or let that tragedy take you down? And I, you know, sad to say, my dad and my Mike, neither one of them were ever able to be the person, grow into the person that they were meant to live, because they let tragedy take them down. And so, Morgan, I, you know, with when we talk about inspired, you know, action and how we live to inspire, because this is my inspiration and this is, you know, my story. What for you is an inspired action in helping with that inspiration and moving forward every day for you?
Yeah, I think what you just shared would be one of the best definitions I could pick.
Mm.
Right? It's that
what's
moving us?
Yeah.
What's moving us? And, you know, I know we're on the Money Hour, but a lot of times if there's not something else woven into that, then it doesn't serve. If it's all money but no family, at a certain point there might be an emptiness.
Yes.
Or if it's money to fill in a part of us that's missing, we can never get there.
Yeah.
So we're always empty. We're never satisfied. And so, yeah, how do you blend that happiness of where you're at and having that thing in the future that's pulling you forward? And it's pulling you forward in a good way that's sustainable.
Yes.
And that, I think, is inspired action. It's finding that thing that you care about.
Yeah.
That's coming from a good place. Maybe it's your heart. Maybe it's, you hear a lot of times, when somebody has a child or they get into a relationship or a family member gets sick or they have this vision that's going to help change or transform the world. Boom, then they've got rocket fuel in their motor, right? And that's what will pull them forward, and that's what gets them out of bed, and that's what helps them go through all the, you know, whether you call it tragedy or just that blip in the road, there's always going to be something. And so what's that thing that's pulling you forward that you can take your wisdom, you know, your knowledge, your passion, your intuition, your team, your loved ones, and keep moving towards it?
Yes.
Because if it's not passionate, if it's not inspired, if it's just action, there's probably going to be burnout, or at some point you're going to give up, get distracted, or really fall off the path.
Great, great point. So 1 minute that we have in wrapping up our time here today, Morgan, and I wish we could have a whole nother show. This has just been so much fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I want to just leave you with just one key advice that you can give to my listeners as we wrap up our time on life strategies.
You know what it is. Right now, as you're listening to the show, you know what it is.
Yes. Yes.
They always know what it is.
Yes.
And when I say this to people, I might see them like light up and they're like, yeah, I'm going to go get it. Or their shoulders roll forward and they're like, yeah, I know what it is.
Yes.
So you're clear about something. You're not being courageous about something, or you're taking an action that's not your best action. You know what it is. And today's a perfect day to course correct.
Love that. And my shout out is live your dream now. And you've got to do exactly that. Know what you're supposed to do. Take action and take those steps and move forward. Morgan, thank you so much for being here with me today. Thank you for everything that you're doing for the world, the message that you're sharing, everything that you have inspired me to do, and for being my friend.
Yeah, really amazing to be here. And thank you for sharing with your listeners the more heart-centered and the more some of your background, because it's just so easy to love you knowing all of you even more.
Thanks, Morgan. Yeah. Thank you. And thank you to all of you. This is your host, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day. I wish each of you an amazing extended weekend. I appreciate you being here. Look forward to having you here next week, same time, same place, right here at 1150 AM KKNW. Have a great weekend.